Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
We're joined now by Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Hall, Pro Football Focus analyst, almost a Hall of Famer. I'm giving you the bigger title there, and former NFL quarterback himself. How you doing, Bruce?
Hey, I'm good, Bill. No, hey, you can give me that if you want. I was just saying,
all right.
I was a six-round draft pick, and so was Brady. So we have a lot of similarities, except for our whole career.
I am elevating your status for your just mere appearance on the program. You are now a Hall of Famer to me, so I'll call you that. How you been?
Hey, self-proclaimed Hall of Famer. I'm doing good. How you doing during all of this? You guys,
we're doing well. I guess, you know, the best part about it is, Bruce, the NFL is almost bulletproof in many ways because they avoided this this hit just after the Super Bowl. We started hearing about it about the week of Super Bowl. And so it didn't really get into Miami. We didn't have to shut anything down. The only thing that's going to be affected is the NFL draft, and there's a lot of talent out there. But with all the changes going on, Brady going to Tampa Bay, Bridgewater going to Carolina, Cam Newton's now looking for a job. We know the quarterbacks have changed. You tell me. I mean, obviously Tampa Bay got better. How much better?
Yeah, I think, you know, when I first heard about the news about Brady signing with Tampa, I mean, first you think about what he's done with New England. And, you know, I joke that we have a lot of similarities being a six-round draft pick. But I also know how it feels going into an organization as a six-round draft pick. So I have just a ton of respect for Brady in his career, what he's done and accomplished. I mean, a six-time Super Bowl champ. The guy is amazing. 13 title game appearances. So, you know, what he brought to New England was amazing. It's to be celebrated. But I'm also excited for this next step. I mean, I think it's going to be actually a breath of fresh air for Tom Brady to go to Tampa and be with Bruce Arians and Byron Leftwich, two guys that are good communicators. Byron Leftwich played the position. They're going to feel, you know, Brady's going to feel like he's on the same platform and level as them. They're going to give Brady a lot of leeway and so forth. But, you know, we could put all the physical tools aside. The main thing I think what Tom Brady brings to that locker room is his mentality. I mean, the minute he signs with Tampa Bay, you got to believe the other players in the locker room are thinking, man, we got a chance. We have a legit chance. And Brady, on the physical side of things, he's still got it. I'm not worried about his arm strength. I mean, in rhythm and in a clean pocket, he's graded 91.6 for us this past season at PFF. But it's versus pressure, when pressure is around him, not necessarily blitz, just pressure around him, his grade dropped to 49.2. So they have to be able to protect him in Tampa. He's going to have the weapons around him. I look forward to seeing him be successful. The other concern I have about this is, you know, he was used to Josh McDaniels, very strategic in how he game plans, a lot of quick game and mismatches, finding, you know, running backs on linebackers. In Bruce Arians' offense, it's going to be a lot of downfield passing, which could be great. I mean, as quarterbacks, it's actually easier at times to throw the ball more downfield. So I'm looking to see how that transition goes. But I just think Brady and what he brings with his mindset and mentality is just a huge win for Tampa Bay.
Let's talk about Carolina now. They get rid of their head coach, Ron Rivera. He moves on. They bring in Teddy Bridgewater. Cam Newton now looking for a job. Teddy Bridgewater, if you really look at his overall body of work, he's 22-12 as a starting quarterback. He did have success this past season, kind of showed his wares, and now he's ready to fly on his own. But you tell me, has Carolina gotten better with Teddy Bridgewater, or do you think they're going to regret letting go of Cam Newton?
No, I think they got better. I mean, Cam Newton was beat up the last few years. He wasn't, you know, accurate from the pocket. And then if he can't bring the athleticism to the table, I think Teddy Bridgewater is going to be better off. I mean, look, he finished among the league's best at avoiding negative plays and turnover-worthy plays for us, but he also posted a low percentage of positives. So Bridgewater is going to manage the game. The thing I like the best about this move is I think he will partner very well with offense coordinator Joe Brady. I love what Brady did for Joe Burrow at LSU. There's going to be some familiarities. You know, Joe Brady was in New Orleans at some point with Sean Payton. So there's going to be some similarities to the offense. And I think he's going to call a good game. And schematically, they're going to be good. It's going to be friendly for the quarterback. So I think it's an offense that Bridgewater can really do well in.
Then you've got, obviously, Aaron Rodgers, an aging quarterback, a guy that last year goes into the system with Matt LaFleur, and they get a 13-3 record, and we're all sitting here going, how the hell were they 13-3? But they just continually got it done. They had a better defense, more run game. Now we're looking at, obviously, an upgrade at the tight end position. We're looking at an upgrade at the wide receiver position. They bring in Funchess. They still need to probably draft one or two wideouts. They seem to have a run game that's established, but a very healthy team last season. The loss of Brian Bulaga, the bring-in of Ricky Wagner. Tell me what you think of Aaron Rodgers' chances of getting back to a Super Bowl here in the next year or two.
Yeah, I mean, I think defensively they've done a great job building their defense, and they have the weapons. I think they have to do a good job through this draft getting more pieces around Aaron Rodgers offensively, and they can. This draft's loaded with wide receivers. There's some talent there. I love what Rodgers did last year of protecting the football, and people want to see all his splash-type plays. But, man, he did a really good job of being, you know, that leader and that guy that protects the football. Look, his big-time throw percentage, he ranked fourth for us. His turnover-worthy plays percentage, he ranked ninth. So those were good. The thing I'd like to see him get better, his grade from a clean pocket, he ranked 18th out of 35 quarterbacks, and he could be better there. At times you see Rodgers getting through his progressions and then wanting to buy some time outside the pocket. I think he just needs to execute what's called at times. And I think next year in another season in Matt LaFleur's offense and Nathaniel Hackett, he'll continue to get better and grow within that system with the coaches helping him out and vice versa. It's Aaron Rodgers. You know, I love watching him play. He's probably the most athletic while throwing and arm talent in the league, him and Mahomes. So he's always fun to watch. So I really do. I'd love to see him get back to the Super Bowl.
Talking with Bruce Gradkowski, Pro Football Focus analyst, former NFL quarterback himself. So now you've got Nick Foles coming into Chicago. He's going to be behind Mitch Trubisky. It's Trubisky's job to lose, you assume. But is Trubisky the real deal? I thought when they traded up for him, I thought they made a massive mistake, and it's leaning in that direction. But how do you see things playing out in Chicago as the season rolls on?
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you there. I mean, I think they're just looking for some better quarterback play. I mean, Trubisky last year was 31st out of 100 attempts, you know, with his grade at 63.3 of PFF passing grade. And, you know, so you have to get better there. I think with the addition of Foles, the coaching staff, it's a bunch of coaches that have been with them before, and Matt Nagy, Bill Lazor, DeFilippo. So I think that camaraderie, that relationship, Foles will be comfortable. He'll be able to grasp the offense fast. I think the thing with Nick Foles is if he's playing with confidence, he can do well. I mean, he can make these magnificent throws. Now, also, there's the times where he makes some boneheaded throws, but if he has a coaching staff that believes in him, that could get that confidence back and get him to be playing at that high level that we've seen him play at, he just has to be more consistent at it, he could be good. I mean, you know, the Bears are a good team. They're just missing that piece, and I just don't think it lasts for Trubisky. I think, you know, Foles with the relationship with the coaches and him knowing that offense, will give the Bears a better opportunity. But I also look at Trubisky. Look, I've been on that side. I've been cut many times from teams, and I've gotten other chances to start that you have to take advantage of the opportunities. Trubisky's going to continue to learn and grow. He's still a young player. There's a lot you can learn in the NFL as you have the highs and lows. So with Trubisky's athleticism and his knowledge continue to grow in the game, he could continue to get better.
Always great to talk, my friend. I certainly appreciate you joining us for a couple of minutes. Real quick before I let you go, who has, in your opinion, other than Tampa Bay, because we know that right now the sky's the limit for what Tom Brady can do there, who else has had a really good offseason? I mean, and then there's the controversy which is going on down in Dallas with Dak Prescott about getting the franchise tag and will he sign and how much. But who's had a really good offseason, in your opinion?
Well, I think the first thing that comes to my mind is the Arizona Cardinals. I mean, Cliff Kingsbury being able to pull off that trade and get DeAndre Hopkins over there with a young stud at quarterback and Kyler Murray, that's going to be fascinating to watch this year. I think Deshaun Watson, a lot of his big-time plays came off rhythm, off schedule, and hitting DeAndre Hopkins downfield. So I think the match with Kyler Murray and DeAndre Hopkins is going to be something special to keep an eye on. So I was just impressed with what Arizona did. That was pretty sweet.
Excellent stuff, and we will chat again soon, and our boredom will continually call us back to the NFL because there's always something going on. So thank God we've got the NFL to keep us straight for at least the short period of time, and then we'll talk during the NFL draft as well, okay?
No, you're right, Bill. Have a good weekend.
Appreciate it, Bruce. Talk to you soon. There you go. Pro football-focused analyst, also former NFL quarterback. I call him a Hall of Famer. All right. He's a Hall of Famer on our program. We'll call him that. He joins us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years, they've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. That's schneiderjobs.com.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.